Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein of Asya Shua Falak. Okay, good morning everyone. A good Erev Yontif. Okay, it's a pleasure to share some Divrei Torah Ben Yonah Diyoma right before Sukkos. We know that the Chazal tell us that the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Iker mitzvah, is tonight. It's Tesvav from Chag HaMatzos. Just like Chag HaMatzos, it says that Ve'erev Tochlu Matzos. Well, should we wait or?
That's fine, you can continue,
Rabbi. Yeah, so Tesvav from Chag HaMatzos. It says in the Torah, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. And it says, Sukkos is Tesvav, so certain halachas are learned one from the other. So the question the Rishonim raise, the Ran has a whole discussion about this, is the following. This is the question. On the chova of matzah is a kezayis of matzah. That's the chova. We eat a whole bunch of other kezayisim and things because of different sfeikos, but the dindaraisa of matzah is to eat one kezayis of matzah. What? Could you hear me?
Sorry, I guess Johnny can't hear, so I'll text him. I'll text him. Sorry, please continue. Sorry about that.
He can't hear me, or
he can't hear everybody. Everybody can hear, but Johnny has some problem with his headphones. Okay. I switched from my headphones to my speaker. So
okay. So the mitzvah of matzah is a kezayis of matzah. A kezayis of matzah on the Leil HaSeder. So, technically, the same thing should apply to Sukkah. The gezayis of Lechem in the Sukkah, the night of Sukkos. The problem is, the Ran raises, is that a gezayis of Lechem is considered achilas aroy. It's considered achilas aroy. It's considered like a snack. Achilas aroy, technically, you could eat outside the sukkah. So then the question is, so how could it be? How could it be that what? That the whole mitzvah of matzah is a kezayis, if a kezayis is not even the mitzvah of sukkah, rather is a kezayis of bread in the sukkah. But a kezayis of bread, you could even eat chutz l'sukkah. You could even eat chutz l'sukkah. So how could that be the mitzvah? In other words, technically speaking, if you're eating a kezayis of bread, say at Chol HaMoed, you could technically eat it chutz l'sukkah, because that's achilas aroy. What's achilas keva? Achilas keva is when you have yoser mikibetza. So that's a little bit more than double, right? If different opinions, how many kezesim in a beitza. So say if you hold two or three, whatever the sheet is, but it's much more than a kezayis. Kezayis is achilas aroy, and achilas aroy could be eaten chutz l'sukkah. So how could that be the mitzvah? And Pashtus says that's the mitzvah because we're learning out Tesvav Tosvav Chag HaMatzos. And Chag HaMatzos only is what? A kezayis. So I want to make sure you understand the question. Rosh Hashiva and Karen Bayavna used to say, if you don't understand the problem, then the teretz won't be meaningful. So first you have to be margish the problem. You have to be margish the problem. The Gzeir Shav is tesvav tesvav, and the mitzvah of matzah is clearly only a kazayis. As if a sukkah l'chora should only eat a kazayis in the sukkah. But a kazayis is achilas aray. And sukkah l'chora is only achilas keva is required in the sukkah. So how could that be the ikar mitzvah that we have tonight? Fashtei the kasha? I want you to be margish the kasha. And then we'll see what the answer is. So the Ran has two opinions. One opinion is that all you have to eat is a kazayis, and then that would be, then the problem would remain, and then we have to deal with what the answer could be. And but there is an opinion that the Ran says that in a chanami, you're not yotze with a kazayis. You have to eat yoser mikabetza. I think Rav Abadi once said it. Rav Pilchas Badna has it in a sefer. Rav Abadi heard this from Rav Aaron Kotla. Pilchas Badna, that the shear of like a beitza is like a middle slice of a rye bread. You know, a little slice of a middle slice of a rye bread plus more. So yoser mikabetza. You know, so just to give you a visual. So that would mean. So the Ran says, one opinion of the Ran is that in a chanami, you're not yotze with a kazayis. You need to have more, because the kazayis, again, is achilas aray. And achilas aray could be eaten chutz l'sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the shear is, the Shulchan Aruch says the shear is a kazayis. But the Mishnah Berurah says that in Bizman Hazeh we have an abundance of food, and if you have the opportunity, so then you should really lechatchila try to eat yosem mikabetza. So that would mean that tonight, when you make hamotzi, the balabayis who's giving out the bread should give out a nice gezunta piece of challah for everybody. No, it's not this little slices. A nice gezunta piece of challah, which would be the parallel to a little bit more than a middle slice of a rye bread, if you visualize that in your mind. And then you should eat it without talking. So this way you did the mitzvah. And then everything else is, you know, your added enjoyment. You know, to sit in the sukkah. But So we're not going to do that l'chatchila, but l'maisa, the ikar halacha is a kazayis. So how could it be? So there's a sefer written by a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Mordechai Mann. He was a big Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and. And he wrote in many svarim. So let me tell you what he says, and I think this is a beautiful mahalach. And we're going to veer a little bit now from the original question, and we're going to say what he says in Lagabe something else, and how he brings it back to this issue as well. The first Mishnah in Sukkah speaks about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the sukkah diras aray or diras keva. Is sukkah a diras aray or diras keva? What's the machlokas? Whether you can have a sukkah lemala mechof ama, right? That was the question. A sukkah lemala mechof ama, whether that's kosher or not. So the Gemara says like this, that if you hold that it could be a diras keva, so then it could be lamala mechafama. Because when you're going to build a structure so tall, it's going to have a certain level of permanence. a certain level of keva. But the Chacham say no, that it has to be lamata michaf. It has to be lamata michaf ama. And therefore, because sukkah has to be diras arai. Now, that's the Gemara in sukkah. Now, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf, there the sugya of mezuzah. In Yuma, in Daf Yud Aleph is the whole sugya of mezuzah. And believe it or not, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether sukkah needs a mezuzah or not. We, obviously, in our knowledge of our practice, we never put a mezuzah on a sukkah. But it's two opinions in the Gemara, whether a sukkah needs a mezuzah or not. And what is that machlokas? Who's that machlokas? So the Gemara says that machlokas is also between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's also between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That if you hold a sukkah diras keva, it requires a mezuzah. If you hold diras arai, then it's potter min mezuzah. In other words, according to Chachamim, that it could be a diras keva, then it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, that it could be a diras keva, it's chayiv in mezuzah. And according to the Chachamim, it's potter mezuzah. So the question that he raises, based on the Gvura Sari, that's the Shagas Aryeh's, Shagas Aryeh had a Sfarim on Tainus and Yuma, right? Gvura Sari. So he says, what is this machlokas? Everyone knows that the Yontif of Sukkot is 7 days. So how could someone say that it's a diras keva? Okay, you want to say in terms of the machlokas and the Gemara and Sukkah, how tall it could be. But it's only 7 days. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sukkot is longer than 7 days. The whole thing is 7 days. So 7 days, according to any standard, is arai, is temporary. Right? Whichever way you slice it, a Sukkah is a diras Adira Sarai. So what is the... Machlokas? So in that sefer from Mordechai Mann, he says very simply, based on the words of the Gevurah Sari, or the Shagas Aryeh, he says like this, you're right, Sukkah is only 7 days. Everyone agrees. I mean, in Chutz La'aretz, we sit on the eighth day, because of Shveika de Yoma. In Eretz Yisrael, they only sit 7 days. In Chutz La'aretz, Shemini Atzeres is a Shveika de Yoma of the seventh day, so we sit an eighth day in the Sukkah. So, L'choretz Arai, according to all standards. But he writes, based on the Shagas Aryeh, that since the Torah is mechayiv you to sit in the sukkah, so the fact that there's a chiyuv makes is achshave. It gives the yeshiva besukkah into a kavias. Whereas if it's something that I do on my own, and it's not something that I'm mechuyiv to do, and it's only for 7 days, I live in a house just for 7 days, so I'm not going to put up a mezuzah, according to any opinion. But if it's something that the Torah is mechayiv, once the Torah is mechayiv you in something, so that could change it and give the status from a diras arai to a diras keva. Because these 7 days are not just stam 7 days that I'm sitting in the sukkah. These are 7 days that the Torah is mechayiv me to do so. That gives it a special status. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that turns it into a diras keva. And therefore, it chayiv in mezuzah. According to the Chachamim, no. Bottom line is, it's still 7 days. And that's how we paskin. Bottom line is still 7 days. And therefore, it's potter from mezuzah. But that's the yisod. And we assume la halacha that sukkah is diras arai. In other words, we paskin on both ends, like chacham, that it can't be chafama, and then it's putter from mezuzah. But that's the sod of of this machlokes. Well, interesting. The Gemara tells us that a sukkah, even though it's diras arai, but if you make it less than chaf amas, you can make the walls as strong as you want, right? Because we don't say that it has to be that it's diras arai. So maybe, you know, some people have a thing in the house that they press a button, the roof, you know, goes out, and then they put tzchach, and the walls of the house are the regular walls. They're as sturdy as could be. So maybe that should be a problem, that it's not... we paskin diras arai. No, diras arai means potentially diras arai. So there was... if I would build it to more than chaf amas, then I'd have to make sturdy walls, or else the whole thing would flip. But if it's not chaf amas, and I'm using even the walls of my house, which are sturdy as can be, but potentially it could have been walls that are much more flimsy. I mean, there's a din that has to stand Baruch Mitzuya. You know, can't be, you know, shaking in the winds. But that's the... So it potentially has to be Arai. But once it's more than chafava, it's not even potential. But Rabbeinu Tam says that's only about the walls. The schach has to be aroi befoil. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Tam has a famous shita that if you have a sukkah, that you have so much schach on the sukkah that if it would rain, it would not rain into the sukkah. That would be pasul. Even though you're using the right elements for schach, but part of schach, says the Rabbeinu Tam, is that it has to be arai in actuality. In other words, the walls have to be potentially arai, even though I'm choosing to use the walls of my house, which are not arai. So when it comes to the walls, it has to be potentially arai. When it comes to the schach, it has to be actually arai. And something temporary... sometimes the people, you know, you build a temporary hut, it'll be able to rain in. But hopefully in your own house, it doesn't, unless you have a leak or something like that, you have to go to a roofer, it's not going to hopefully rain into your house. So so therefore, if you make it in a way that it's not going to be able to rain in, then it's a serious shaila that the sukkah might be possible. You know, there were different, over the years, there were different kunsten that people had to take the schach and put it in certain positions so it wouldn't rain in. And there were a lot of kuntresim written about whether those sukkahs are kosher or not. Because they weren't necessarily thick schach, but they were done in an ingenious way that they were made in certain ways that you could, the way you position it, it would never rain in. And that was there was a lot of controversy regarding that those sukkahs. But that's the the Torah says that we know that we were talking about arai and keva. You know, there is a din that if you had something that you weren't mafish trumas and maisrus, so you could eat it, you could eat the food, but it has to be. You could eat it even before you were mafrish, achilas arai, but not achilas keva. It's a funny type of halacha that usually, if something you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. You can't. It's no halacha that I could eat treif. I could eat it arai, but not keva. You know, it's aser. But by tevel, there's a halacha that if you weren't mafrish, you could have achilas arai and not achilas keva. But the Gemara says that if you eat something on Shabbos, that's considered achilas keva. Shabbos has kovas lemaiser. The achila on Shabbos, even a snack on Shabbos, is considered keva. Shabbos is kovas. So that's why there's a famous tshuva from the Marach or Zarua. The Marach or Zarua is the son of the Or Zarua, Rav Chaim Or Zarua. So he said a chiddush. He says if a person eats cake on Shabbos, even not a huge amount, he eats a kazayis, a cake at the kiddush and shul. So the Marach Or Zarua says he may have to bench. Because since achila Shabbos is kovas, so anything, so when you koveya on cake, you pass a babakisnin, you're mechuyuv and birkas amazon, but that means you eat a certain quantity. Here you didn't eat that quantity. But since it's achila on Shabbos, Shabbos is kovas. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal was machmir for that shita. In other words, not to eat cake on Shabbos, when you're not eating it in a meal. Because if you just stop, take a snack of cake, you have a suffix berkas amazon, even if it's just on a little bit, because Shabbos is kovas. Because he was choshesh for the tshuva of the Marach or Zarua, Reb Chaim or Zarua. So the Torah says the same thing by sukkah. And we said before, if you eat a snack, you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. But the Torah says, but on Shabbos, say you want to eat a snack, just a piece of cake in your house on Shabbos. So technically, I mean, we always tell people, you know, always go out to the sukkah. But technically, if you eat a snack, it's okay. But the Torah says, but to do it on Shabbos, that you can't do. You want to do it on Chol Moed, but not on Shabbos. So, I mean, we're not really choshish for the Marach or Zarua. You know, I told you, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was choshish. We're not really choshish for that opinion. But it's but the same concept that I wanted to tell you about. So this is the idea. Now, and also, so again, we started off the shiur, we said Tezvav, and we had the Kasha. How could it be a Kazayis? Right? How could it be a Kazayis? So the answer is, Rav Mordechai Mann has in a Sefer, because it's a Chiv. It's a Chiv to eat tonight. So therefore, the Kazayis has a status of Keva. Even though, you know, that's how Rav Mordechai Mann answers the Kasha. In other words, and that's the Iker Halacha, only the Kazayis. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says we should try to be choshesh to eat Yosef Mikabetza. But the Chiv, the Iker Adin is only Kazayis. So the question that the Rishonim were asking, but how could it be? Kazayis, you could eat Chutz L'Sukkah. The answer is, but this Kazayis tonight, the Torah was machshiv this Kazayis, and it made a chiv on this Kazayis. So this Kazayis is considered achilas keva. And therefore, you yotze the mitzvah with this Kazayis. Even though, during the week, if you would have this Kazayis, technically, you could eat it outside the sukkah. Because it's only a Kazayis. And Kazayis is achilas arai. And achilas arai is mutar chutz l'sukkah. You know, there's another halacha that holchei drachim a potter min hasukkah. That if a person's on the derech, he's potter min hasukkah. But that is even
machilas keva. You don't really need the ron. You don't need the tesvav tekesh to that svara. You could just say that svara. You know, without the ron. Right. The Ram was saying, you know, do we say that it's a real gzeira shava, and everything about, you know, matzah, like matzah is a kazayas, and therefore so too bread or, you know, lechem has to be also a kazayas on the first night of Sukkot, or do we say that the gzeira shava is just like you have to eat a kazayas of shmura matzah, not just regular matzah, so too you have to eat something that is mechuyev b'sukkah, that is chayev sukkah, the first night, which is more than a kibbutz. So that's like the two shitas of the Ron. The third one, the Yorgi Gushamin one, I think sure where that falls in. But you have to eat even if it's Yerba Gushamim, and that's what we learned from the Hamishasar. You don't really need the Ron to say the svar that you say. You can just say, you know, that the Torah says that you have a chiyav to eat the sukkah the first night, right? So achila means desayas. Whenever the Torah says achila, it means desayas. So that's what it is. The rest of the time is both.
Right, but still, it still is shtickle pella that you bring biyotze, that the Torah is giving us a shear to biyotze the mitzvah with something that really is not chayv and sukkah. You can look, the Torah can be mitzvah of anything. The Torah could say the mitzvah is to eat a prusa, eat a thing, but it's counterintuitive that the mitzvah should be on something that you really don't even need the sukkah for during the rest of the week. You understand? So that's what we were trying to explain.
But there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, right? There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah.
Right, but you would think that the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah is to eat something that, in other words, you mechayiv to be in the sukkah. So in other words, normally you don't have to eat the amount that will mechayiv you in the sukkah. So here we're mechayiv you in the sukkah, but mehechi teise we're mechayiv you in the sukkah to do something that really is not even chayiv in sukkah. It's a little bit, it's counterintuitive to say that. You could say anything. You could say it's a gzeiros hakosuf. This is a gzeiros hakosuf that you have to eat a gzeiros in the sukkah. Ah, it's achilas arai, but that's the mitzvah. But it's a little bit hard to fashtay that the mitzvah should be something that doesn't even require a sukkah. In other words, what doesn't really require a sukkah, that's the mitzvah. You could say it, but it's just a little bit more difficult to understand. And as you said, the other day in the Ran is that the opinion of the Ramah is that the first night you have to eat in the sukkah even if it's Yardu Gushamim. Even if it's Yardu Gushamim, you have to eat in the sukkah the first night. The Mechaber holds not that way. It's the Ramah who follows that opinion. Because Lechora, it's a din of Teshuvah Taduru, just like if there would be a leak in my house, I wouldn't be sitting in this room with the leak. Right? So the same thing over here. So there's a chiv of Teshuvah Taduru. The first night, even if it's raining, you have to eat in the sukkah, and then you can go in to fulfill that.
Does Chamishasar, does that extend to Mistar Pater Min HaSukkah? Just like you're not Pater from Matzah, you're also not Pater from Sukkah the first night. That's how I understood it.
Yeah, in other words, right. So you have a chiyuv to be even in b'makom, even b'makom tzar. Rav Yitzchak Abadi told me he thought that it would only apply if there's tzar, but if it's mamish, he can't believe that if it's mamish pouring cats and dogs, that the Ramah would still say you have to eat in the sukkah. He didn't think that's mustabe. He thought the Ramah was talking about that something that's tzar. You know, it's not pleasant. So you wouldn't necessarily do that. But if it's mamish beyond that, he doesn't think, you know, to say that, you know, dracha darchei noam. You know, the Torah, you know, the Gemara says in sukkah, how do you know you have to take a lulav? Maybe it should be something else. And one of the suggestions was maybe it should be something that's thorny. And the mitzvah would be to take that in your hand. The Gemara says, how could that be? The Torah would mitzvah you to do something that's not drachah darchei noam? It can't be. And that's the yisod we have. If something is not drachah darchei noam, you have to question whether that's really the mitzvah. So that's what Rav Abadi thought. He didn't think that the Ramah would be shaykh to say that even if it would be raining like cats and dogs, that would be the mitzvah, even according to the Ramah. Okay, just like the Gemara says that it's not shaykh to say that you have to take, a thorny thing and take it in your hand, and that's the mitzvah of lulav. Because it's interesting, we have a mesorah. The Rambam says the peirushim hamekubalim of what is an esrog. What's a, if we didn't have that mesorah, we wouldn't know what's an esrog, what's a lulav, what's a, you need a tradition of what these things are. Okay, let's just conclude with some mili de drush. The Al Sheikh HaKadosh says, we said sukkah is diras arai. He says sukkah is the concept of olam hazeh. Olam hazeh. Olam hazeh, is temporary. We should all live good, healthy, long lives. But it's temporary. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yimei Shnoseinu Vahem Shivim Shana. Right? Lifespan is 70 years. Baruch Hashem today, with Siyata Deshmaya and all the medical help, we're able to live, Baruch Hashem, more than that. But that was, the pasuk says, Yimei Shnoseinu Vahem Shivim Shana. And that's what Sukkot is. Every day is representing another decade in someone's life. Yimei Shnoseinu Vahem Shivim Shana. And Shmini Atzeres, the Sfarim write, represents Olam Haba. Shmini Atzeres represents Olam Haba. That's why, I once heard drasha from Rav David Cohen Shlita. He said that the reason why people have difficulty with Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah is because Shmini Atzeres is not really having to do with the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres is Olam Haba. The sukkah is the diras arai of Olam Hazeh. So that's a drush, but al pidin we sit in the sukkah because it's the sfeika d'yoma of the. But really, everyone agrees that Shmini Atzeres is not machayiv in sukkah. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, if you sit in the sukkah, if you're an Israeli in Eretz Yisrael and you sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you violate Bal Tosif. And that's a question. But that's what sukkah is all about. Sukkah is Yimein Shno Seinu Vehem Shivim Shana. That it's Diras Arai. Diras Arai. And that's what life is, Diras Arai. But what's our goal in life? Our goal in life is to take things in this world that are only temporary and make them into nitzchias. I'll tell you, the Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Parshas Truma that there was a minhag that people used to have that they would make the coffin out of their dining room table. Why? Because he says, what do you take with you to Olam Ha'emes? You don't take your silver, you don't take your gold, but you take all your mitzvahs, all your chasadim. And your table was the table that you machnis orchim over the years. So that you're taking with you. Because that's keva. That's keva. That's something that you're going to take with you for nitzchias. So that was the minhag, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Truma, that they would take the shulchan and they would make the coffin out of the shulchan, because that goes with you, and that's what life is. Life is temporary. We should all live happy, healthy, good lives, but it's all the kind things that we do, all the chasadim that we do, is what we take with us. And and Yontif is really about that. Unfortunately, one of the main chisronos that, unfortunately, that as a result of the COVID and this, that people aren't able to have guests the way they normally would have. But Yontif is all about having guests. The Zohar HaKadosh says. Now, obviously, if we're honest and it's not going to be healthy and safe, we're not going to do it. But even if you're not doing it this year, always keep that in mind. That the first thing you should think about when you're preparing for Yontif is not where I'm going to buy my lulav, my esrog. Okay, those are important also, but who is going to be my guests at the table? More so than Shabbos. Shabbos, the Meshech Chochma says, is more about your relationship, you with God. But Yontif is about you and your fellow Jew. That's what Yontif is about. And That's what the Zohar says. And in the Sefer Noam Megodim, he quotes, I think, from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. He says, a new pshat in the Mishnah and Megillah. What does the Mishnah say in Megillah? Ein bein Shabbos liyontif ela ochel nefesh bilvad. That the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is ochel nefesh. Which literally means that in Yontif you're allowed to cook, and in Shabbos you're not allowed to cook. Ochel nefesh bilvad. But you know he says a beautiful vort based on the Zohar. He says, on Shabbos, ochel nefesh bilvad, you can eat alone. On Yontif, you can never eat alone. You always have to have people with you. Now, in this generation, we can't wait till the next Yontif. So we invite guests for Shabbos also. My friend Rabbi Tzvi Richter, he has his grandfather, Rabbi Abe Stern. I don't know if you know that name. He was big in Kirov. He passed away like 15 years ago. He was and you know what his chiddush in life was? He was machadish, this Rabbi Abe Stern, the concept of a Shabbaton. Shabbaton, that's like everything. Oh, Shabbaton, Shabbaton. He started that idea. Because even though it's really a Yontif Dikah thing to have people together, but he realized in Kiruv today, if we're going to wait till the next Yontif, we'll lose everybody until we wait till the next Yontif. So Shabbos is Beit Adam L'Makom. That's why it's pointed out, I think Dr. Nissel pointed out, based on the Yerushalmi that we pointed out. You know what it says in the Yerushalmi? That on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat. Iker HaDin, you're not allowed to even speak on Shabbos. Bekoshi, with difficulty, they were matir that you should say good Shabbos. Rav Scheinberg Zatzal didn't speak on Shabbos. Only the Vritor. He was on that Madrega to Mikhail. Why is that? Because what does it mean Hashem Shavas on Shabbos? What does it mean Hashem Shavas? You know what it means? He didn't say Vayhi Or. He didn't say all his Shavas was Dibur. So Dibur should be what's lacking, what we shouldn't do on Shabbos. So in our generation, if we would try to do that, it would be Yur, probably, to do such a thing. It wouldn't be proper to do such a thing because we're not on that madrega. Rav Scheinberg was on that madrega that he only said divrei. If you wanted to schmooze with Rav Scheinberg, come after Shabbos, not Shabbos. Shabbos he would not talk, he would not speak on Shabbos. So that's Dr. Nissel pointed out. You see from over there that the idea is that Shabbos is not about socializing. But again. Shas Hadchak, in our generation, we need that. It wouldn't be proper if as you're walking out of shul, you wouldn't schmoozing with your fellow. So in this generation, like Bekoshi Hitiru, but they were matir to say good Shabbos. So Bekoshi Hitiru to schmooze on Shabbos. But the real time for guests is Yontif. That's what the Zohar says. And the Noam HaGadol says, Ein min Shabbos l'yontif al ochel nefesh bilvad. And all these chasadim we do, that's going to come with us. It's an olam arai. Yemesh no sein vehem shivim shana. Hopefully more. But that's the sukkah. 7 days, connect the 70 years of life. But the point of life is to take the arai, and to make heaven into it. Meaning, make things in this world that you can carry with you to Olam Emes, and that's even though this is a mokum of Arai, but it gives you the opportunity for Keva. And you know that's the famous story of the Vilna Gaon. He passed away; his yortzeit was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he was crying as he was dying. And his talmidim came over to him and said, "Rebbe, you're the Vilna Gaon. What do you have to cry about?" He says, "I'm crying because in this world, for a couple of prutos, I can buy tzitzis, I can do mitzvahs. In Olam Ha'emes, there's no opportunity anymore. You get the schar, but there's no opportunity of asiya. And sukkah, what's the halacha? Tase v'lo mina osoy. It's about doing. And because in the Olam Hazeh, the Olam, we have to do. And if we do, whatever we do, meaningful things, that is malava us to the Olam Ha'emes. And that makes a kvius into, and that's our goal. So we said it's machlokes sukkas diras keva sikkas diras arai, and we try to say over an explanation of diras keva. But the bottom line is we paskin diras arai. We paskin it can't be lamala michaf, and we paskin what that it's pasim tata min mezuzah. But our goal is to take arai this world and do things of keva, things that will milava us for netzach netzachim. And these are the things we should have in mind as we go into the sukkah tonight and throughout the rest of the yontif. And I wish you a chag sameach, a good yontif, a good yor. And hopefully this year, with all the difficulties we've had in the previous year, Bez Hashem, this year should be a year of simcha, a year of bracha, and a gemach hasim atova, and a chag sameach, and a zman simchaseinu.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
You have a good yantiv.
Good yantiv, good yor. Kultiv. Okay, kultiv.
Thank you again very much, and we have a good yantiv.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi Simon.
Yeah.
Could you just clarify one thing with the what you said on Shabbos that
that's a whole machlokas. There's a tzlach about it. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim about whether you say the same thing on Yontif too. Because the Gemara only says it about Shabbos. And there's a tzlach about it, and there's a Me'iri about it, etc.